To many of us, living through a cyclone might sound terrifying, but for the owners of cattle properties in some of the most remote parts of Australia, it's brought relief with up to 300 millimetres of desperately needed rain. Farmers in Western Australia's Pilbara region and northwest Queensland have been suffering through debilitating drought for many years, but the rain that's come from two ex-tropical cyclones on either side of the country is providing a huge boost, as Sarah White reports.
7-year-old Taylor Jackman normally loves playing in the rain, but for the last few days she's been forced to stay inside as ex-tropical cyclone Veronica made its way through the Pilbara region in northern Western Australia.
When the rain finishes, we normally go into muddy puddles, but we didn't go in it much when it rained because we had lots of current around us. Your water's like heavy and strong when it's flooding.
Have you ever seen so much rain before?
Only when I was a baby.
The flooding was so strong, emergency crews were dispatched to rescue the Jackman family by helicopter from their property 100 kilometres from Port Hedland.
It was loud and we thought it was Dad moving a truck, but it was a helicopter.
Taylor's mum, Kelly Jackman, says the family had to make a difficult decision when the helicopter arrived.
We had the helicopter fly over us and they landed on the remaining bit of dry land we had at the time, and they wanted us to evacuate. We chose to stay just to secure livestock and make sure that they're okay.
And she says the amount of rain that hit the property that they manage was completely unexpected.
We've never really had this rain come over like this in a couple of days, so it's a bit of a freak sort of thing at the moment. So we got 391 mil in 2.5 days.
Cyclone Veronica was downgraded to a tropical low on Tuesday after hitting the coastline for several days. For some residents in the Pilbara region, the cyclone has been a blessing. But for others, it's been a tragedy as cattle drowned in the rising floodwaters. Kelly Jackman says the area couldn't withstand another cyclone anytime soon.
We might get a few thunderstorms, but we can probably handle a few thunderstorms come through. We just can't handle the big rain overnight. If we don't get rain in this part of the Pilbara, it is very hard for us to, you know, muster and send cattle off if they're not in good nick. So, yeah, the rain has pretty much saved this year for some people.
One of those people is Caroline Day.
Just over the moon. You know, it couldn't have been better. It was the perfect cyclone for us. We had minimal wind and just rain. And at times it was heavy, but most of the time it was just quite steady and a good fall.
Her family lives 70 kilometres from the Jackman family and received more than 300 millimetres of rain.
Where we are here, you know, we get a dry year about one in every four, but it only takes one cyclone to turn it around, and we were just so lucky this year to get that. Basically, it means that we'll have an income this year. Without this rain, we would have had a loss for the year.
Only last week, Caroline and her husband were making contingency plans for how their cattle business was going to survive the dry conditions.
You know, you watch your stock and you see things, you know, progress in a negative way, and you start making plans for, you know, early musters and feeding with hay, so running around the station dropping hay in the area, in the worst areas, or moving cattle into different areas, which, you know, is all very costly and stressful for the cattle as well.
On the other side of the country, another cyclone, ex-tropical cyclone Trevor, is also bringing much needed rain to central west Queensland. More than 200 millimetres of rain have fallen in some of the driest regions that have been in drought for years. Rick Britton is the mayor of Booyah in central west Queensland and owns Goodwood Cattle Station.
Oh, mate, we've been drought declared since 2013. It's been a long, hard struggle. I suppose the best way to express it is carrying a ton, a weight on your shoulders, and this rain event will be like someone lifting that off and a bit of a vision in the front. You know, we can green grass will grow. We should end up with a handy flood. So people will then look to the future to build their numbers back up.
I mean, not many Australians would want to hear that a cyclone is heading their way, but were locals excited when they heard that Cyclone Trevor was coming?
Oh, mate, I think they were The excitement would be a bit of an understatement. I think it was intense precipitation that they're just waiting for that rain event, because once a cyclone crosses the coast, they do normally turn into a rain depression, and that's what this country really benefits from, is a really good, slow-moving rain depression.
So when you say excitement is an understatement, how excited were they?
Oh, well, mate, can you imagine if you won the $20 million lottery, how excited you would be? Well, that's how excited it is for these, for out here, when you're living out in this arid landscape, when you get a rain event like this, it's like winning the lottery.
The agriculture industry is also keen on benefiting from the spoils of Cyclone Trevor. President of Agforce in Queensland, Georgie Somerset, says the sector is already feeling buoyed.
For the industry, it provides some real security. We've been facing with a large proportion of Queensland in drought for many years. This is not going to break the drought for everybody, but for those it does, it really takes the pressure off supply chains. It means that people will be able to hold on to stock and to restock. It means that businesses in regional communities will actually be ticking again, and money will be circulating in those economies. And that's really significant, because we know there's been enormous pressure on small business in regional communities as well as on the producers.
That's President of Agforce, Georgie Somerset, ending that report by Sarah White.